What is going on, internet? Welcome to episode 42 of The Summit, the podcast where we share with you all the latest and greatest gaming, anime, and pop culture news, saving you the time of finding it yourself. If you're listening to this, don't forget that you can always find us in our Discord server over at discord.gg/thesummit. And if that's not enough and you want to find us on our social media, you can always check out the links in the description below. And while you're at it, please go ahead and drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform and share the podcast with a friend, because the support really helps us reach more listeners and gain more traction for the show. Bringing you in for today's episode, I'm your host, RazorSJS, and with me are my co-hosts who make this all possible. Starting with the man, the myth, the legend, the whatever he is, he'll let you know, the almighty Striker.
I mean, it was all good up until whatever he thinks he is. What do you mean he thinks?
Well, like, I just imagined you'd had more like, nouns that you'd want to add, and I just didn't want to go on.
It's not just me. This is what the people gave me. Like, the people see me as this. Like, I'm just here for the people. Huh? Anyways.
Niggas in your dreams.
Stupid questions. Anyways, what's good, yo? What's good, internet? I'm glad to be here. Glad to be back. You know, new year, a more sporadic, energetic me. What's good? Yeah, I'll pass it back to the host.
Yeah. Okay. Sporadic indeed, man. All right. And next up, we're going to go to the Valheim CS legend, or some may call him that. High Roller.
Hey, everybody. No need to fear. I'm here.
So whack.
He's a hater.
Wait, that's it? You just
that's it. No need to fear. High Roller's here. Just understand, you're safe now.
All right, well,
I know how I'm gonna intro you from now on. But definitely not least, it is your boy, the legendary guardian, Rain, aka CJ.
Aloha. Happy to be here. It's your boy, Rain, aka CJ. You know, positive vibes. Thank you for having me.
All right, keeping it short and sweet today. Wow, that's different. And you know why it's that way? Because there's a certain someone missing. If you didn't notice, your boy Ashy did not get an intro today because he unfortunately missed today's recording. RIP to him. He's not dead, but he just ain't here. So shout out to that man. And Ashy, if you're listening to this on whatever your favorite platform is, I want you to comment banana. Can you do that? You can do that on a platform, or type it in the gang shit Discord chat, just so I know you listened to today's episode. Thank you very much.
Hey, did you just say banana? Ball, did you say banana?
Banana.
Okay, fair enough.
Banana. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, you know what? Don't even type the word. Just send a GIF of a banana or a picture.
Do the emoji. There's an emoji for it, ain't it?
I don't know. He'll figure it out, I'm sure. Please and thank you. But now, on to the actual show. Thank you for your patience, dear audience. We're a little sporadic here. You see how I did that, Shiger? Anyway.
Yeah. Gotta tie back.
In terms of gaming news, well, in terms of news overall, we do not have too much. We have only one big topic that's going to take, I presume, a chunk of the episode later. We'll get to that. But first up, someone ported Doom to run inside a PDF. I'm not gonna click on this. I'm not gonna lie to you. Striker, I assumed you posted this.
I did post it. Yeah. You should definitely click on this. This is something that
a great assumption you just made. You know why? Because Doom, low key, is the only fucking thing that has a port open on everyone's computer. It's not very common knowledge, but it's out there. Which means it's a backdoor for all of you. You know? So anything involving Doom, you should trade with lightly. And anything Scragger gives you, you should be cautious of.
No, it's kind of
wild.
I didn't know that, but hey, I mean, to be honest, like, this is just me extending an extension from an extension. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all an extension anyways to begin with. Like, no matter what, hey, if you believe you have some kind of control or privacy to your technology, you're wrong.
He's rambling.
You're right. He is rambling. Moving on. And this is something that I think, good thing you interrupted us, High Roller. I think this is something under your forte. Night Rain is having a network test, and I'm going to let High Roller take it off and explain from here. He knows more than I do.
So recently, they just opened up registrations for people to do network tests, which start on February 14th. Registration ends on the 20th of this month at 6 a.m. PST. If you want to get a chance to try Night Rain, well, sign up.
And could you tell the people a little bit about Night Reign as a game, what it is.
Okay, so Night Reign is a multiplayer version of Elden Ring. It's a it's little a bit less than the game that you think it is. Don't listen to Stryker, he's a hater. He thinks stuff like Last of Us sucks, but we're not going to listen to him today. Anyways,
God of War was better. My bad.
Silence, nigga. Anyways, think of Night Reign as not like Fortnite or anything, but it does have a circle. You get a chance to level up and stuff, and at the end of the circle, you get to fight whatever bosses in the area with your friends. There shouldn't be any carrying involved because if one person dies, I'm pretty sure that they stated that everyone loses, so everyone has to do their part to work hard to defeat the boss, and you know, make sure they're leveled up and not slacking and doing their part. So that's pretty much what we know about the game right now.
Yeah, so it's like overall like an extraction type, right? That's the category. Yeah, I don't know. How do y'all feel about that? Do y'all think that's gonna go well? Do you think, because that sounds pretty ambitious, you know, like that crossover of genres. I'm not too sure how that'll go.
Oh, it's not an RPG, like an action adventure RPG?
No, so like you have classes you choose from. So you're going to choose a starting class. And, you know, it's like you just drop into the map and it's just a mosh pit, like I assume boss rush is, of all the different Souls bosses across the different games. And you beat them in as Hyrule with all the details and extract
them. Is it like a PvE or PvP? PvP or goddamn PvEvp type shit?
It's all right, bro. You'll get it one day. You mean PvPvE?
Sure.
Well, I don't know if there's PvP in it, honestly. I know it's PvE. Three players against, you know, all them bots and bosses.
It's only three?
I think so. Well, I'm assuming from the trailer I only ever saw three people together at the time, I think.
Gotcha.
So, I'm pretty sure I heard that somewhere. But, you heard it here. Yeah, network test. Sign up for the registration. Make sure you don't miss the registration period.
Y'all play? Y'all signed up?
Yes. Night Reign is solo or up to a group of three.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm definitely getting down to play it, man.
Who's the three?
Definitely.
What three we locking in right now? What three are actually going to get? Yeah, no.
I'm solo leveling.
Oh.
I'm getting the game.
Well, he think he's Jin Woo. Okay. It's crazy. I know that he's speaking. He who does not speak much.
Well, I'm down the ring with whoever, you know, I'm there for it. But I have not signed up yet. I gotta remind myself to do so. Whenever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next up is a game made by the ex Witcher devs, Blood of Dawnwalker. Do we have any further details on like exactly when that'll release or anything like that?
They said a gameplay reveal will be coming out this summer. I'm sure we'll probably hear more about that. The release, I doubt it's going to come out this year, but
we'll see. No, it's this year. They dropped the trailer yesterday.
Yeah, they dropped the trailer at the end. It said gameplay release this summer.
Oh, that wasn't game release? Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You got fooled by the cinematics, huh?
I did. Yeah,
but
that's crazy.
Well,
yeah, but expect a game that looks like The Witcher and plays like it, kind of, and you're playing as a vampire.
That sounds pretty wicked to me.
Well, what was it that one of the writers called it? They said, what if Geralt was a vampire?
Yes, that... Actually, I think that was someone in the comments.
That shit was wild.
That's a dope concept for real.
Yeah, is it? Do you think it's innovative?
I mean,
playing it safe.
It's a new IP, so I don't think it's playing it safe. Yeah. Right?
I think it's the new IP. It's not at least for what we know, it's not based off a book already, like the Witcher series.
Yeah, and I mean, I have no problem with companies sticking to what they know and just doing it a different way, or, you know, I mean, keeps it a little fresh. I mean, it's not bad, because, like, you know, vampires are an age-old tale, you know? We're going to always love vampires and werewolves and zombies, and that type of media is always going to get recycled. That's just a part of life.
You play Redfall, by chance?
No.
Redfall stinks.
Oh. Man. All right, well, I hope Hyrule is not sick of talking, because this is going to go straight back to him. Also, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2. was sent out to reviewers 4 weeks early. Let us know about that.
Yeah, so sending it out 4 weeks early to the reviewers basically shows their confidence and that the game is done and ready to be released on February 4th. Expect a realistic RPG game, which is actually historically accurate. If you want to learn more about what happened during that time, I can't remember the exact dates. I think it was somewhere around like the 1830s or something like that. Actually, probably before then, because it was medieval times. So yeah, look out for more on that.
All right.
Well, this is interesting, you know, because I had a thought about this a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
How do we know if something's historically accurate only due to the fact, besides due to the fact that it's written in a piece of paper or something, but technically it's just a story, yeah? So is what that... I'm just saying.
What you smoking on, bro?
I'm just saying.
Chronic.
That's gotta be gas, boy.
Hey man, I'm just saying, that's like anyone can believe whatever is historically accurate.
All right, well, and that's all we have for gaming news for this week. We're actually going to skip the gaming topic discussion. You guys know why. We'll come back to that later today. Real quick, I'm gonna go through the upcoming games for this month. It's a decent little list. Bear with me. We got Freedom Wars Remastered on the PS5, Xbox Series X, PC, and Nintendo Switch. Oh, they get in the game. On the 10th, what the... Damn, hold on, guys. This I trusted you. I really did. We missed one. That was supposed to be deleted. That's my fault, folks. I should have proofread, I suppose. What I meant to say was Donkey Kong Country Realms returns in HD on Nintendo Switch, and that is on the 16th, so that'll be out by the time you are hearing this episode. Also out by the time you're hearing this episode, the day of the Nasty Warrior Origins on the PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC. Same did goes you for say
the Nasty.
Damn, did I?
It sounded like a porn star, did I?
No, it's
fat. What the fuck?
Dynasty. I'm sorry. All right.
Dynasty?
The
bro,
Nasty.
Bro, leave me alone. Say it.
Dynasty.
Is that not what I said?
I gotta close the game so I can get my metal clipping.
No?
Yeah, you can edit it in. No worries. We got you.
It's too much work, bro. I'm leaving it in.
Mm.
Tales of Grace F remastered on Nintendo Switch. I know I didn't fuck any of them words up. You tripping?
No, it's not that. I'm wondering, because I didn't even catch it. I'm not going to lie. If Hyrule ain't saying nothing, I would have let you... Millie rocked on
that box. Was crazy, High Roller. You see what you did to me?
Hey,
next week this will be one of you reading this list. I'll be waiting. I'll be fucking waiting.
I'm gonna use AI text this the voice.
Lame.
Take the speed, huh? That boy caught himself.
Got stuck.
Star Wars Episode 1 Jedi Power Battles.
Like Stalker in the Door.
The 23rd. That's coming to you on all platforms, including Switch. You have the Sin Duality Echo of Ada on the PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC, also on the 23rd. And lastly, on the 23rd, is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth is coming to the PC. I swear, Final Fantasy VII gets re-released so many goddamn times, bro. I feel like I've seen this so many times. How many times did that game came out?
That's the Mandela effect.
Nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Tales of Iron 2 Whiskers of Winter on the PS5, 4, Xbox Series X, regular Xbox, PC, and Nintendo Switch. And also on the 28th is Virtua Fighter 5 Revo, and that is PC only. January 30th, we have three games. We have Hello Kitty Island Adventure on the Nintendo Switch. I swear I've heard Butters say he played that, don't he?
Butters?
Yeah.
Like from South Park?
Yeah, Butters from South Park.
That's crazy.
What? I swear he said that exact title before, has he not?
Oh, you're going to have to find the episode.
Yeah.
I could see him playing that.
Yeah, okay.
But
like I said, Butters.
Also, yeah, but Elite. Sniper Elite Resistance on the PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, Xbox, and PC, and Spider-Man 2 is
hell yeah! There it is!
It's coming to PC. He's gonna buy it for the fifth fucking time. You heard it here, folks. All right.
Game of the year, and bro.
Also, on January 31st, finally, but not least, Citizen Sleeper 2, Star Wars Vector on the PS5, Xbox Series X, and PC. All right. We also have a bit of tech/pop culture news, kind of something interesting this week. If you are a TikToker, you might have heard of this, but there's this new app, or not new, but a Chinese app called Red Note. And a lot of TikTokers are moving over to that app, you know, in preparation for, you know, like the inevitable ban. Mm-hmm. You know what, I say inevitable, I don't know if it's probably going to go through. Ban of TikTok. Upcoming this, you know, week and out. Have any of you guys like experienced Red Note, tried it, or seen this phenomena going on?
I haven't tried it yet.
Mm. It's so funny. I've been seeing a little bit of it. Everyone over there, they're being called TikTok refugees, and like it's so funny. They were saying like the folks over there are so nice and welcoming, and they're like, you know, like teaching people Mandarin so they can learn how to speak the language and like interact with them on the app, and in exchange some of them are helping people with their English homework and shit like that. It's
helpful on the app.
Yeah, from what I hear, it's like it's wholesome so far. I mean, of course the app is, you know, being flooded with Americans, the For You page gets real stupid. But essentially the app is pretty much the same as TikTok. It's just like a Reels app. You just scroll through Reels and people are just flooding over there now and using it. It's kind of funny.
Especially since it's actually a Chinese company.
Exactly. Bro, this is the opposite of what the government wanted, bro. This is the American people, you know, love it or hate it. This is how people be. You see, you tell them no, and they figure out a way, you know. Like, we did it with alcohol. We do it with, what do we do it with nowadays? Probably stuff I shouldn't mention on the podcast. And look, now we're doing it with TikTok. It's crazy how powerful TikTok is, for real. For that to be a thing, right? How do y'all feel about Reels? Like, you heard of brain rot?
Yeah. I have heard of that, yeah. This shit's kinda wild, but I mean, as long as it catches my interest.
I don't want
you make a real body. Oh, hold up! Well, I won't say it. Unless he does. Speaking about shorts, he knows what I'm talking about. He knows who he is.
Damn, does he?
Mm-hmm. He just ain't gonna say it.
I'll take your word for it. But I ain't gonna cap. I be brain rotting sometimes going on TikTok before bed.
If I told you these people are making about $3,000 a month for these shorts that aren't even theirs.
Oh. Okay, I know what he's talking about. So, a few friends of mine were trying something. We're trying to see if it's actually lucrative to do shorts on YouTube or whatever. We may or may not be downloading you know, short videos from TikTok and reposting it on YouTube Shorts, but you know, allegedly, remember that. So we're gonna see what happens. Give it 3 months and we'll see if it's worth something.
Give you guys this idea.
I don't know. It was Mir and Two Kills idea. I don't know where they got it from. I just happened to join in the BC yesterday, about two days ago, and they was doing it.
Yep.
So I decided to try it out too. I mean, like, it doesn't take a lot of work, so I figured why not.
Why in activities indeed, bro? Let me know how it goes, though. I'm intertwined now.
I shall.
I got a question for you. For y'all.
Nope.
What would define someone as a cat lover?
Why are you asking that?
But I just want to know what they think about it.
Owning a cat?
Loving a cat? Loving cats in general?
Okay. I mean, that's fair. That's all I want to ask. There's no reason behind it.
Those aren't just like,
made it seem so suspicious. Like, yeah, now I know there's a reason behind it.
Those aren't limitations, you know what I mean? Like, this is broad ass. Like, there's a lot of ways we can answer that. We just gave you a few examples.
Always, that's all I wanted to know.
You know.
Wanted to know, you know.
Why?
I get it.
Why? I just wanted to know. You love cats?
Hell.
You're a cat lover.
No, I can't stand cats. I'm not part of the
community. Wait, don't you got a cat?
I do not. I don't know. I just drink. No, I don't.
Did someone call you a cat lover?
Deep ass hate you have.
Did someone call you a cat lover?
Nah. I just wanted to know if you'd be, you can quantify someone as being a cat lover if they can spend absurd amount of time editing and posting clips of a cat to for the community.
That's my most viewed short.
What, cat?
Hell yeah, people love cats for some reason.
Nah, I love cat, bro.
I'm not gonna lie, I can watch videos sometimes. I can see a cat video, but I do not like cats at all. You know?
Interesting.
Mm. Y'all remember Maxwell? That little street cat? Oh, man.
The only cat I know is Garfield.
That motherfucker, he was scrapping out there in the streets.
I fuck with Tom. That's about it.
That was from a game, wasn't it?
Who?
Tom the Cat.
Fuck
Tom and Jerry? The cartoon?
Oh.
Yeah, somebody get this old ass guy out of here.
Man. Bro, put little Jeremy on the greatness, bro. You've been hiding it from
him. Somebody get him out of here. You got brain rot.
Yeah, that's what it is, bro. Too much TikTok. Too much Red Note.
Fucking TikTok.
That's called being old.
Tickety talks, man. It's fucking up their brains, man. It's killing your brain. Killing your brains.
That's crazy. All right, but you know, it's all right because he's about to get active in this chat. I know he is because this is something he shares a love for. Spinning back to gaming topics. Marvel Rivals Season 1. By the time you're hearing this episode, Season 1 has been out for a whole week. We've had a whole weekend with it. You know, it was a snow weekend. So I snowed in. I played it a lot. Fucking... You know, we had a good amount of time on it, the people who play. And I want to let you guys know, like, you know, first impressions. How y'all feeling about the new season, new characters, new map? You know, how's rank been for y'all after a rank reset, the first rank reset? Like, how you feeling about Season 1, my boys? Except High Roller, who doesn't play it because he's lame.
I can see that. But, you know, it just sucks. The early grind of rank is just fucking atrocious, yo. Because, like, you have everyone coming back thinking it's just going to be different. It's going to be sweet. And, like, it's still the same game. Like, if you were ass at it to begin with, you're still going to be ass coming back to it.
Well, Striker wouldn't know.
Are you so... Oh, that fucked me up. I'm sorry. But I got this. The only reason I got a question about that is... Is this because, like, are you arguing with dudes that are in bronze? Like, is this what's going on? Is this where
I'm silver right now.
Okay, so...
Like, yeah, I mean, it's just as bad. It's basically the same thing as bronze. No, these niggas just suck, bro. Like, they're just garbage, yo. Like, they just... I don't know. They got this shit mentality that they think the team is going to revolve around me. Like, no, stupid. Learn to play a different character. Learn to play other roles. Be a little bit more flexible in this game. This game that requires a little bit more than just fucking you.
Are you doing that?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
I play it all. I'm a support main this season.
Oh, my.
This season, what changed that, sir?
Interesting.
They added more. They diversified the pool and added
Did you buy a
more,
skin?
Huh? I mean, they added one single character.
Did you buy a skin?
They added two.
You bought a skin?
Huh? Did you play?
Oh, there's too many questions that are being asked.
Did you buy a skin?
The press is asking too many.
No. This is. Did you buy a skin?
What does it have to do with anything? Your Honor, leading.
I'm not leading anything. Did you buy the skin?
I bought a skin, sure.
What skin?
Huh?
What skin?
Interesting.
A character skin. So the game.
What's that character's name?
Hold on. The game has a store for like the characters.
That boy Striker is gooned out.
What's the skin for, Striker?
You know?
Spider-Man.
A word?
Mm. You bought a season one. Spider-Man in the beginning, season one skins.
I got all the skins.
Yeah, but you said you bought one, like, as in season one happened and you bought one. What season did you buy?
Oh, yeah, he didn't ask what season I bought it in. He just asked.
I'm asking.
Oh. I bought a skin in multiple seasons.
Which one did you buy in season one?
The Spidey and the Venom.
That's Cap. Neither of the niggas got his skin in season one, brother. Zero skins.
Well, technically, to me, that's one. You know,
that's zero.
Oh, man. Interesting.
But anyways, on to the topic, you know, about this season. Personally, I don't like the new map.
Wow. Why not? I like the map. The new map.
Midtown? I don't like it. I feel like it's very... It's not straightforward as far as like the pathing for the defender.
You just don't know where it ends.
That too. Like, I mean, they really don't make anything quite clear. Like, all the other maps is pretty straightforward. Like, this is the area that you traverse to kind of get to this area. Here are your flanks. Like, Midtown is just a giant gaggle fuck in this city.
It's because it's darker.
I've had to give it time to learn the map, too. It's only been a few days.
Every other map is bright, too, though. It's vibrant.
Every map has a day and nighttime map.
Personally, I like it because, like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm biased. I like Escort. I like the Escort game mode. I think it's, like, the best game mode. So, like, especially in comedies with the sides. But, so, like, I like it based off of that. I will admit that the checkpoints are kind of whack on that map, specifically. Like, the first checkpoint, you think it's, like, where the tunnel is, but it's way before where the tunnel is. And it's, like, it's really confused because, like, you know, the game itself already doesn't give you real good alerts that, like, it's approaching the destination. Mm-hmm. So, like, the fact that you don't get no audio cues about it approaching, and on top of that, the area it's approaching isn't visible to you. Like, it's no clear marker. Like, it's not where the tunnel starts. You know, nothing like that, man. It's like they can sneak the fuck out of that when you just step off payload and just forget for a second or something. And it's same thing for the final one. Like, I have yet, like, for real, to see a team contest the final point because they just, like, they stay by, like, the cover where their spawn doors is, but that's not where the payload's stopping at. It stops, like, right before, right in the wide open, which, I mean, to be honest, they don't have any cover out there, so it's kind of a shit spawn to begin with, but... No one's contested that because I don't think anyone really knows to contest there, and it's not really well stated. I don't know that, but I guess that's something the game can work on as a whole. Because that happens with other maps too. We just, like, you know, more used to them, I suppose, right?
It's definitely. Yeah.
I feel like it's just they're more. There's
what I will say though. I agree with Stryker though, specifically about first defense spawn. It is far as fuck away from where you can test, and, like, instead of it being, like, they're, like, if they could just add a door, and it would make it so much easier, but you gotta make this wide-ass U-shape to get back to point, and it is whack. I will agree with you on that. I think that first point defense spawn is crazy.
Fucking dumb. This shit's, like, my very first experience on this map, I got lost. And the crazy part is, I don't know who told these fuckheads to follow me, but they did, and we wound up not getting to the area to defend the first area.
Are you talking about your teammates?
Huh? Yeah.
That's what you call dumb fuckheads for following you?
Absolutely.
It's crazy work. I ain't gonna lie.
They supposed to know you don't know where the fuck you going?
I said it. I didn't know where I was going before I started walking. All
right, but... So, okay, what y'all overall rating the map on a scale of 1 to 10? Personally, I'll give it a damn. You didn't even think about it. It was just a natural 3 to you. That's crazy. I'll give it a solid, you know, I really like the aesthetic, too. I like the nighttime aesthetic. I'm not going to cap. So I'll put that aesthetic up. I'll say a 7. Just, I like it. Maybe that'll change after playing it for a while, but for right now, I'll give it a 7. It's just a few little tweaks away from being a really amazing map.
They gotta shrink it. They gotta shrink it down.
I don't think I lost a game on that motherfucker yet. So.
Oh shit! So that's a 10 for you, huh? All right. Well,
until a moment or an experience is ruined for you, it'll be A 10?
You know what I'm doing on that map every time, bro? I'm sitting what? Right next to that cop car where you at right now, and them niggas not leaving they spawn, bro. Every time. So
how the fuck you doing that?
Rank, quick play, it don't matter. I'm beating their ass right there every time. Huh? It don't matter who I'm playing. I ain't gonna lie. Every time we've been on this motherfucker.
Like, all you gotta do is just walk out and go.
Hey, Razor, tell that nigga real quick, bro.
Yeah.
What am I telling that nigga?
When they walk out on this map, it ain't nothing but a slaughter. You know what I mean?
I don't understand it for real. But it don't matter like that. We've held niggas, they spawn, like, oh, you know, many times. It's embarrassingly so. You know, they be, like, scared to approach for real.
And they got infinite heals. All you gotta do is step back in that door. But if I don't let you get back in there, you know what I mean?
Also, it just okay, never mind. I was about to say, there's only one way to exit this room?
Nah, yeah. There's always, there should be a minimum of 3 exits on every entrance or spawn. Yeah, but
people are so goofy, bro. Like, I be telling them in the chat and everything, like, choose a different door. And they keep coming out the same one.
Getting smoked. But other than the map, Midtown, how, let's move on to the characters.
What about the Infinite Sanctum?
I'd be forgetting about Arcade sometimes.
New match.
But yeah, the Sanctorium map is it's a free for all map, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's between like the portals. But yeah, I forgot about it. It slipped my mind. But I do, that map is pretty, it's pretty okay. It's cool. I'm still confused by it. I don't know where all the portals lead and shit. And I'll be hearing footsteps. Bro, I'll be hearing footsteps. And like, but you near me, but you not near me, bro, because you do a portal. And this is, oh my goodness. It's hard to navigate, for real.
That shit's fun.
And also, the nature of it being free-for-all, niggas be grimy, bro. I be, maybe third-partying. Man, Alton, reminds me of Apex. But, I guess it is a cool map.
I think it's a better map than Midtown.
Well, I mean, it's a free for all map, so you're not really gonna use that often. It sucks.
Design wise,
what makes it better though?
It's traversal. Like, the traversal is really fun. But I get for the game mode, that's why it's like this. Sure. But I feel like it's just kind of fun to play around. Like, even if you're not taking it serious or whatever, or they don't do anything serious with this, like, the traversal in this is like, there's multiple ways to kind of, or multiple areas to fight in. It's not just like this house. This, and that's another thing, like, this shit looks small as fuck. But when you're actually in that house, god damn, is that shit big.
Pause. Yeah, that's what she said.
Yeah, but, the way he did that, it was pretty dope.
Come on. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
The map is up with the portals.
Yeah. Absolutely, right?
Nice. I ain't gonna, the strange portal has got to be like one of the best things they done cooked up with Marvel Rivals in general.
Did they think? Got it. Did they motherfucking think?
Yeah. It's like, oh, y'all could have been doing shit like this.
Like, I appreciate that. You know? They were like, you know, that shit that they doing in Portal, I like that shit.
I like that. That's a nice mechanic you got there.
You know who does shit like this? Dr. Strange. You know, I'm about to go get nasty.
You know what I haven't seen yet? Is that infinite staircase. That
people be talking about. I was there. I think you passed. You walked. You were in the room at some point.
Was I?
Yeah. Infinite staircase.
Over here?
No. Go back. Where you were just at. No. Turn around. Yeah, walked up to the right. No.
Over here?
Let's not distract the podcast viewers from something they can't see, though.
I mean, that's fair.
That's going to get edited out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why you just assuming that, bro?
Because I'm assuming you're going to do it, man. I'm sorry.
Why?
I have faith in you.
All right, well, we're going from the map itself. Let's talk about the characters. Who do y'all want to talk about first? Mr. Fantastic?
Yeah, we can talk about Mr. Fantastic.
Hey, I'm cool with it. Yeah. Hey, he took over. Yeah, okay. I like the enthusiasm. You start.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting character. At first, I wanted to hate him. I wanted to dislike him. I felt like he was boring. He was kind of a waste of a character. They could have gone with the thing before him. He's kind of goofy more than anything. But perfect. After playing him, like his play style and how you're supposed to play him, he's dynamic. But I don't think he's a DPS. I feel like they definitely could have put him in a different role. Smoking like dude. Tank. Huh?
Huh?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
He's a pseudo tank for sure, but you don't think he could be a DPS either. Interesting. You know
he can't.
Okay.
Like, well, a lot of people are saying he's like the game's first hybrid character, you know?
Yeah, he's a pseudo tank for sure, but I wouldn't say first hybrid character because that's Cloak and Dagger. Come on now. That bitch is a healer DPS for real. Or Rocket. Rocket's definitely a healer DPS.
Yeah, but it's clearly in, you know, his kit, you know, he's like the tanking, you know, giving shields out and
Cloak and Dagger's at least balanced. Like you could efficiently do either. Whereas, you know, Reed Richards or whatever his name is, his main thing is just get big and then just like tank a bunch of damage.
You know, when he gets big, he get like two tap like a healer, right? Squishies get two tapped. Okay. He does not, yeah.
Okay. It's three taps.
If you hit him in the head, it's two.
He gets headshots?
Yeah.
That's wild. I have yet to see a headshot marker.
I'm sorry, you ain't hitting him in the head, brother.
I never bothered to try aiming at the head. I didn't know that was a thing, bro.
Fair enough. Not niggas out around here.
That's kind of crazy, bro. At that point, let Spider-Man headshot his web shot.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's not his fist, though. Huh? What are we talking about?
I know, but it's a projectile, so let it headshot.
Yeah, but
look, if I shoot you with some web in the chest and another one in your face, one's gonna hurt more. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, mm-hmm. First off, why are you doing any of this? This is already
you're a criminal. Crazy.
Oh, alright. Well, pause. You know? Anyway. I don't think so, because usually when he shoot him in the face with the webs, he just trying to make them be quiet, bruh. If I hit you in the face with my fist, I'm trying to put you to sleep.
All right, bro. So, based on your logic, if I web shot you in the head, it should silence you. No abilities for like 2 seconds.
No, I said my mouth, nigga. Pause. He's just trying to make it so it's muffled. You can't speak. That's the purpose of a web shot to the face. I've never seen a guy in there like do nothing crazy. Like, you can snatch a nigga. You know what I mean?
So it force mutes your comms. You can't comm with your team for 5 seconds.
That'd be a crazy mechanic.
Like that's what I got Discord for. But yeah, sure. I like that. That's why proximity chat dies.
Nah, matter of fact, I scratched all that. If I shoot the web in your face, a web pops up on your screen and you're blind. Like 5 seconds.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that, but I wouldn't say 5 seconds because you already got a problem with Penny webbing you up. Do you really want to deal with a Spider-Man webbing you up? Like, think about what you're fighting for.
If I'm the menace, I'm gonna be the menace in this case. I'm fine with it.
But there's gonna be every time you look around, there's a nigga trying to diff you on Spider-Man, right? So you're gonna have to deal with it much more. Now you got a Spider-Man and a Penny webbing you up. You're gonna get pissed off.
Where'd Penny come from?
Oh, there's always gonna be a Penny now. Now that niggas is just webbing niggas up and it's on their screen, there's always a Penny. And Venom's just jealous because he's thick.
It's a wild statement, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm just out here. Yeah.
I can't blame you for how they did the character models, but like it's crazy that this is being said out loud.
Yeah, I'm making note of your Jeff the Shark thing you got there. That's
Yeah. It's rewarded to me for playing the game, bro.
Nice little quest you got done, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I saw that quest. I don't know if I accepted it, though. Damn.
All right, well, if that's how we feeling about Reed, how y'all feeling about Sue?
Yeah, she was a good ad. That was probably the best character they added to the game.
Man, this dude sounded like Namor, bro. Hey, Reed.
I was about to say, hold on. I didn't even say how I felt about Reed for real. I think she was better. He was a better ad because, truthfully, the people that are insta-locking Invisible Woman don't even know how to use her kit for real, bro. Mm.
What are they doing wrong?
Tell me how her heels work, Gregor.
What do you mean how her heels work? Which ones? To herself or to her teammates?
Just tell me how her heels work. Go ahead. Go on your little rant you about to go on, licking your lips.
Let's hear. What you mean, licking my lips, bro?
No. Let's hear. Let's let you wild out real quick. Go ahead.
That's crazy, yo. Nah, she, you know, she looks at her teammates and she could heal. She could also put a shield next to her teammates, which would also heal. Looks to her
teammates and she could heal. This nigga just said that. I like the shield part, though. But
I blanked out. What do you say?
Yeah. So, keep going.
It doesn't have to be a Spidey con. Man, let me get the fuck out of here, bro.
You getting your ass cut regardless. Don't focus on that game. Talk about what you're talking about.
That's crazy.
she looks. So she looks and hits her enemies or her teammates to heal them, like any healer. Same thing like Luna. Same thing as Cloak and Dagger. Dagger specifically. Mantis. Works the exact same way. Except her heals, her projectiles have a range and they go to the range and then come back. So she can heal pass through their penetrating rounds. So piercing, I should say. So they go through both her allies and also enemies. So she can also heal and deal damage at the same time. So it benefits you in positioning and setting in a way where you're saying both your allies and the enemies at the same time to maximize your projectiles and your rounds efficiently. You can also use her E. For anyone that plays mouse and keyboard controllers, I'm sorry, I just can't. That's disgusting. But anyways, you can put a shield around a teammate that has 200 HP. The shield will serve as a shield and also has an AoE effect that heals allies within that perimeter. She can she only passively heals when she's invisible by either staying out of combat for a certain amount of seconds, or you can use her double jump that automatically turns you invisible, triggering that health regeneration as well, which helps aids in you getting in and out of combat or getting away from someone diving you. Was that sufficient?
Yeah, what about her pull and her, you know, push?
You asked about the heels. All right, if you want me to talk to her, I'll talk about her kit and all. All right, sure. So she does have a pull, which is...
We talked about her invisibility just now.
She's got him going.
Well, the invisibility was crucial to her healing. Which, like, she doesn't just auto-heal. She has to go invisible to heal.
Oh, I don't give a fuck about her healing herself, but keep going.
Yep. It's crucial to her survival, though.
I just work here. Keep going.
Oh, fair enough. She has a pull and push mechanic where she can use this ability on a 8 second cooldown. She can either pull or push an enemy a certain distance. This is very effective in engaging or even defending sites or pushing a payload onto your team or away from the team. Or even, one of my favorite things to do is environmental. Yes, you can push or pull enemies off a map. Probably the funnest and most addictive thing you'll do the second you get one off the map. The last thing in her kit is her ultimate ability. And her ultimate ability, I feel like, is something that people are not fully understanding and they believe that you're just immortal in it. No, you're not. Her ability is a giant cylinder that's dropped on an area, and while both allies and enemies are within the cylinder, they're invisible, and allies within this cylinder get healed at an increased rate, extremely increased rate, but you're not invincible. So ultimates like Moon Knight's Khonshu or Scarlet's Khonshu.
Bro, that's his god.
Ain't no way that's his god, yo. He said, my Khonshu. He's basically got a knockoff Converse, is what I hear. And he's just throwing shoes at you with hands.
Oh, you said, like, Khonshu aid me? Khonshu's his guard. Brand.
They couldn't use Converse because that would have been copyright. I understand. Yeah, I disrespect Moon Knight. I don't like him. That's what I'm doing right now.
That's all right.
All right, word.
Where's yours?
What other ults? Scarlet's, I want to nuke, let me have everyone eat your vegetables fucking ult, the most garbage thing in the game. Iron Man's fucking pulse shit or whatever, like all of these insta-wipe ults will not save you from fucking,
while in this ultimate. Another thing about this ultimate is that the instance that you enter or you're in that ultimate as an enemy, you will be slowed. Afterwards, your movement will be fine. But your movement isn't hindered the entire time while you're in there.
Yep, yeah, this is true. This is very much true. You know, I'm glad you're able to, like, explain her entire kit to us, man. That really, that really proved something, for sure.
What approved? Hold on, now I'm curious. You didn't engage in here.
You didn't mention her ult earlier when you were talking. You a sick guy.
What?
You a sick guy, indeed.
What a sick guy. How am I sick, yo?
Hmm?
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Well, I find her fun. I find it really fun. I'm not gonna cap. I do like that, like, you know, in the Wakeman's a fantastic kind of hybrid. Like, she's very offensive, right? She has two offensive abilities. So, like, really, your only heals, well, besides the shield AoE heals, which you probably should use selfishly so you can get another source of self heals, honestly. She's just very offensive. And you gotta rely on your other support to help you out in some sticky situations. You know what I mean? Because you don't have any active self-healing. For real, but if you know how to duel, you'll be pretty crazy with this hero. You know, like, I'll be playing Spider-Man, and, like, every couple seconds, she'll be blasting me off in the sky, off my trajectory and shit. Or, like, you know, environmentals are huge with her. You gotta be careful. Yeah, I've even seen you can environmental them over your head. Like, you can pull them towards you if they're close enough. They go over your head. You can pull off a cliff behind you.
Yeah, that shit is powerful.
It's insane. Yeah. And she's pretty nice. And she's not that hard to play either, because her abilities are pretty forgiving in terms of, they have, like, fat ass AoEs. You didn't mention her little slow ball, which is also pretty great at just throwing at the choke, and just also you can even use your other ability in tandem to knock them into it or knock them back into it, you know, when they get out. She's pretty smooth. Vortex. Yeah, she's pretty smooth. She's pretty fun. And
she low-key kind of does feel like a little bit like Spider-Man. So, like, and I say this because, like, her kit is very expansive, kind of like Spider-Man's. Like, not like Mantis or Rockets, that's kind of straightforward. She has a lot to her kit and a lot of charges to her kit. Like, her, shit. I'm talking about mine, but I forgot. Yeah.
Why you lost me, Chief. I cannot relate to that fact. And not at all. I mean, I like both characters, but for, you know, mutually exclusive reasons. I don't think she really reminds me of Spider-Man. I mean,
as a support.
I mean, like I said, though, I think she's like a DPS hybrid. She does a lot of damage. Like, with her primary itself, you're encouraged to also hit enemies as well as heal. You know, you have some allies that can only choose one or the other, right? Like Luna Snow, unless she's in her little beam or...
She did the clap of justice.
Yeah, but you're encouraged to both. You're encouraged to a lot of DPS, and you have your own self-peel, for real. So that's why she has that little DPS touch to her, which is another reason why every DPS player tends to insta-lock her now and pretend like they've been support players all along. Any other feels on Invisible Woman? Anything y'all cop that skin?
Oh, somebody was just screen sharing that motherfucker and while we were recording. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Who was that?
Hmm?
Hyroller.
Hyroller doesn't play Marvel Rivals.
Oh, he just picked it up and bought the skin.
Hmm.
Is that right, Hyroller? Man, if you don't say anything, bro, you gotta play the game with us.
Can you not hear me?
That's crazy. How you gonna play this off now?
That's crazy.
I was talking. I don't know how you didn't hear me.
That's a nasty way to unmute yourself. That's a nasty way to unmute yourself.
No, I responded twice. I don't know how y'all didn't hear me the first time.
Oh, God. That's crazy.
And that was the perfect chance for us all to ignore him, pretend like we just didn't hear him. And fucking, he would have had to.
I don't know. That shit was smooth, bro. I couldn't process it. I ain't gonna lie. Can you not hear me? You know?
Hey, man.
Oh, do we have any other season one thoughts at all then? If we're passed on from Invisible Woman.
Going once. How y'all feel about the patches for the characters? Specifically, actually, Storm.
I think Storm's decent. Well, we listed the changes themselves, but we didn't really talk about, well, now we have time with them in game and how we feel about them. Mm-hmm. So I think it's fair. Honestly, I don't mind the Storm changes at all, bro. I think it's just that Storm in season zero was a dog shit character and got zero recognition. So now she's good, and now that everyone's dealing with her for like practically the first time, they're, you know, you gotta go through the complaints of like, you know, figuring her out. But I personally don't really have problems with Storms. I've seen them run a few lobbies, but you know, not when I'm on DPS, I'm not gonna cap.
Man, it's some bullshit. Every fucking match I've played, today especially, has had a Storm, and I swear, Storm players and like these wannabe Storm mains are unique breeds.
Damn.
Because I swear to everything that they don't get kills off of their abilities or just even aiming. It's solely the second that shit goes from 99 to 100%, they're insta-hitting that ultimate button and getting at least 3 kills.
I mean, she does have a great alt, but like at the same time, a great alt on a mid character is kind of fair, you know? Just like how with Spider-Man has a great alt, but he's a hard-to-play character, so an easy push-the-win button just kind of feels deserved. In Storm's case, I feel like, you know, her kid ain't very nice, so having a nice ultimate. And ultimately, like, to be fair, I feel like a lot of people just don't know how to play her yet. Like, because I'm seeing, like, a lot of people do brain-dead shit when stuff like that happens. Like, me, with my experience in hero shooters, if I hear an ultimate voice line, I know to adjust my gameplay according to how that ultimate wants to, what they want to do to me. Right? If I hear Storm's voice line, my brain says separate from my teammates. So that way, if she chooses me, she only gets me. And if she chooses a teammate, I can stay the fuck away. Right? But people be like, they'll hear that and they're back up in a huddle, in a group. And it's like, well, no shit, she's gonna go for you. You're stuck together like glue. Like, people don't know how to play against that shit yet, to be fair. I see a lot of people just make dumb decisions. If whenever you heard Storm alt, if y'all just spread out, if you just scattered like flies, she'd only get 1 kill. Because she's not that fast when she's moving in it. If you have a head start, you'll be good for it. I think people are just kind of like, let her have her time to shine, you know what I mean? I don't think it's that bad. I think give us some time to play with her. Because, like, I don't think Flyers can really run the game because Hela exists, Hawkeye exists, Punisher exists, shit, Spider-Man exists. Spider-Man's amazing for taking out Flyers. You know?
Yeah, I haven't seen much of Hawkeye since the nerf.
That nerf didn't do much, bro. He's still one-tapping.
He's still one-tapping. But
yeah, I just don't think Flyers, like, the only reason Iron Man's good is because that Gamma Beam. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't think Flyers are really that big of an issue as long as we have certain hit scans and people that are like just that specialize in taking them out. Especially because Storm can't even fly flash like Iron Man can, so she kind of like, once she's out there, she's out there.
She's like way out there. She goes like to the skybox.
Yeah, it don't matter, bro. Hawkeye has no damage fall off. You know, and Hela will probably still tap you with one clip even despite damage fall off.
But he does need to be closer. Wait, can Hawkeye still, like, well, I guess he can, but you probably got to be, like, underneath it. But, like, that 30-meter shit, have y'all tested that yet?
Well, like, yeah, it was reduced from 60 meters to 40 meters, but, like, I assume he can just, because it retains itself for, like, a second or two. So, like, just aim at the tank in front of you, and once you get to 100 charges, swap over to the Storm and shoot her.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah, people just got to think. You know, that's, yeah, I mean, besides, I mean, even if it takes him 2 arrows to kill you, what's the difference of him shooting a second arrow, you know, a few seconds? You're not fast enough to move it anywhere, make it anywhere, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think she's that big of an issue. I think she's just a decent character now.
Who else is another one I've been seeing a lot? Venom. Venom's another one that people are...
survivability. I don't think I see too many more Venoms than I usually do. I'm trying to think. What are some standouters? Like nerfs or changes that really change the game. I know the one I'm thinking of, but I want to see if there's others. I don't know. Well, oh, actually, Moon Knight's alt buff, that his actually is pretty significant. His alt is actually kind of crazy now. If he aims that bitch at you to where you're in the center when he activates it, you're practically dead. There's nothing you can do about that. If he wants you dead with that alt, he's probably going to get you.
You know, even if you're outside a circle, that splash damage still can kill you.
Yeah, well, I mean, honestly, but there's another like Night Storm, I feel. Hey, fair game to the man's, because his alt was dog shit before this. It was terrible. You had to really be lost to that motherfucker to get killed by it, to be honest. So, good on him for having a decent alt now. I think that's the only other real standoutest change to me, besides the quote-unquote bug fix to Spider-Man. I ain't gonna care. This is whack. Somebody run a few times, I agree with you, Striker. You know, I know. So, for those who don't know, they changed... So, in Season 0, there is a... tech Spider-Man players learned where you could move stack. You could animation cancel your overhead slam into your uppercut, and it would only do the uppercut animation, but you get both instances of damage. And incorporating that into combos gave you a lot of one-shot potential, right? So they removed that in Season 1. Quoted it as a bug fix. So you can still animation cancel your overhead slam into the uppercut, but if you animation cancel it at any point, then you will not get the damage from it. It'll just be the uppercut damage. So that knocked a lot of combos off the park. You know what I mean? Shitty day for Peter Mains, you know. It's just another day in the life of Peter Parker, honestly. Sucks being a hero. But, I want them to revert it. Because what the fuck? I feel like that's unfair, bro. That's just, I thought they were going to keep the whole fun game thing, man. This character's hard to play. And they're taking away tech? That's crazy, bro. That's wild to me. I want to hear more Rain's side. Because I want to hear how a non-Spider-Man player feels about it. If he's like... opposite, like, nah, fuck that spider menace, because, you know, he's diving me in the back line. But as a player myself, I feel like it's kind of unfair, kind of crazy, kind of out of nowhere.
I didn't notice the issue either way, you know. Glitch, not glitch, fix, not fix. Spider-Man was never a problem for me, I would say.
Yeah. All right, what about you?
You know, I don't think I used that or abused that glitch, quote unquote glitch, as often as other people did. Wow. I didn't really stick around in fights as long. I would dive in, try to get a hit. That's if I point, can't get though. The web, dive in, get the uppercut, smack him once, and I'm out.
No, that's the point though. Like, you weren't staying in the fight to do it. The point was, you were animation canceling, so where, like, it's like what you said, where you just would dive in, uppercut, dive out. You would do that, but with the plink into the move stack, and it would basically be the same amount of time of you being there in front of them, but you do enough damage to one-shot them.
So yeah, like, I did it.
Really? Oh, you missed out, dude. Even when you weren't doing the full combo, just like doing the move stack from like overhead of them or something, you would snatch half their health just like that. And you could just hit a web, follow up with your fucking grab, you know, and then that's your kill. It was pretty great. And, you know, I mean, obviously it took cooldowns because you need an uppercut.
And yeah.
I don't think it was something you're really abusing, right? And they didn't, and they specifically targeted that one, right? Because you can still plink. You can plink, no problem. The low plink, too, that was still in the game. They specifically removed the move stack. And so I guess they thought it was too strong or whatever, but still, I think it's kind of crazy because this character's mad hard to play as is, and honestly, there are characters that are just better in terms of, like, dueling, right? Like, if I play Spider-Man and if someone's really fucking annoyed with me, they will swap to Namor, and that's my fun. Gone. If he's a decent Namor player, get granted. If they're bad, it ain't gonna do much for him. But if they know how to play Namor, he can shut you down, right? And then, like, same thing for Hela. If there's a good Hela enemy team and she's just looking out for you, in the back line, bro. Good luck. Oh my god. She is such a menace. This character's hard as shit to play, but so taking away text like that, they make life just a little bit easier. And besides, like we heard from here, not everybody did it. Stryker didn't even do it. Everybody knew about it. So it wasn't like you call it abuse, but it's really just, that's what tech is learning the game. And like, you know what I mean? I don't think it's on the same level as a glitch. I think it's just like favoritism. Cause like, man, fun fact, they did this bullshit in Overwatch, right? Cause Genji had a lot of tech. Overwatch 1, like he could triple jump, he could ledge dash, do shit like that. And they took that out. But you know how like Mercy in Overwatch 2, she has that little super jump? That wasn't a thing in the first game. It was a tech that Mercy players learned how to do. So it's crazy how Genji had his tech deleted from the game, but Mercy had her tech integrated as a base kit ability, bro.
Yeah.
So everyone could do it. Like, it's just favoritism. And I hope this game doesn't go down that kind of route where, like, for the sake of balance, it takes away. It prioritizes balance over fun. Because I think this game, especially since they're sticking with the no roll lock thing, I think they want more of a fun, like, goofy type of vibe, I should say. And I would hope they stick to that. And I think changes like this are against that agenda.
I feel like if there's anything they need to address is, and I don't know if you've seen it, is Star-Lord's insta-ult. I feel like that's the biggest bullshit in this fucking game as far as a glitch or some kind of fucking, I can't even call it a tech.
Hey, it's man,
just, I'm using a glitch.
If I gotta allow Spider-Man's tech, I gotta allow that. I gotta stand on it. I get it.
Nah,
I it's got not a tech.
It's abusing an animation because it's intended.
Animation cancels. Practice is the same thing. But, and besides, I mean, it's just him, like, it's all that's doing is allowing him to shoot a second early, which I admit is huge because the voice line practically isn't a warning at that point. He's already shooting you. But, I mean, you know, Star-Lord gets his ult, what, twice a game? You know, and then if you know he's doing it, you're going to see where Star-Lord, he's not exactly stealthy. You know, if he's stuck behind you, that's your fault. I don't think it's a huge deal in the grand scheme of things, right? Like, why play Star-Lord to just be able to use this tech in your alt for two times a game where you could just play a better character or a character? I don't know. Star-Lord may be good. I don't know how good he is. I mean, they tried him like that, but you know what I mean? I don't think that's a huge deal. Same way I don't think the move stacking with Spider-Man is a huge deal in the grand scheme of things. Now, Hawkeye, though, that man's still a menace. I'm not going to lie to you. That man can, I can't stand.
I feel like he's a little bit more killable. Like it's easier to dive him. I feel like before I was much more afraid to dive a Hawkeye, whereas now,
bro, like, what shit changed that? Don't nothing in the patch notes change shit about diving him.
Usually, well, for one, he usually see you from a mile away, so he can like start prepping and whatnot and just track you. And once you hit his range, like that shit just charges up. So if you do hit him with a web and then start pulling towards him, like he's just gonna headshot you and it's over. Whereas now you gotta be a little bit closer, and by the time you hit, you're usually pretty far when you hit that web, or at least I am. I'm pretty far, and I'll usually web zip the ground to get closer, then I'll web to him.
How far you think you are in terms of meters?
About 70, 60.
God damn, you be 60 meters out.
Yeah. You haven't seen my gameplay on Spidey? Like I don't whip people that close unless I immediately dive him and I'm just going in for an uppercut to initiate my fight with them.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know how that changed anything for you, to be honest. I mean, maybe you just like learned a nice play around, but like nothing about his like, oh, I guess the meter reduction for his passive, I suppose, might help with that, but it's still 40 meters, which is pretty significant. Like I said, he can charge it off someone else. So, like,
yeah.
You don't even
need but I think by then, by the time he pulls back towards you, I feel like it's just too late. So
I don't know, man. I done got like 180 headshot by that man. Like, he's like, just. I mean,
there are some people that are just nasty with him.
Yeah. And with those guys, ain't much you could do, you know.
But I feel like now you can tell the difference, though. You can tell the difference between someone who is actually good at aiming with Hawkeye versus someone who's being assisted by game mechanics and the character's potential.
I suppose. But it's like that with every character. You know, the game's exiting the Sun and Moon phase eventually, or sometime soon, so like we're going to start seeing that divide, I feel, between the serious and more casual players.
Yeah, what rank are y'all?
Bro, damn, the season just started, bro. Jesus.
Hey, man, it's what people want to know.
It's Grandmaster.
Well, where are
we? Oh, shit, okay.
Neil.
You said Neil? Nah,
bro, he ain't talking to me. He talking to y'all.
Oh, he said Neil. Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy.
I think he's speaking to the people who play Marvel Rivals.
Bend the knee.
That's great.
I will never bend the knee. I'd rather burn.
Understandable.
Yeah, I pray we never do a meet and greet, bro. Like, they're going to throw tomatoes at you. People going to hate you.
Throw tomatoes at who?
You.
I fight, bro. Come on.
Now. That's crazy.
Forever.
All right, well, do we have any other any remaining shots?
Gonna be banned from meet and greets.
Go in twice.
Yeah, out back if y'all wanted to see him.
Go in three times. And no, there are none. All right. Well, oh shit. Well, if you made it this far into this week's episode, all we ask is that you spread the love by sharing the podcast with a friend. And while you're at it, drop us a 5-star rating on your favorite platform because it really helps us reach more listeners. Ugh, sorry. And as always, thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week. Peace.
See how, Roller? You ain't the only one that fucks up. Yeah? Be motivated and driven to do it again.
What do you mean, nigga? Go back and read your algorithm. Forward.